Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
The video camera is running.
Oh my God!
911 emergency?
Give me an ambulance out here!
What you're about to see in the next 60 minutes is real. Real cops. Real crooks. Real cases. Everything from state-of-the-art training to terrifying shootouts. The most reckless criminals, the most bizarre and unusual crimes ever captured on tape. From high-speed chases to robbery in progress. From impossible rescues to insane crimes of passion. We've gathered this amazing video from departments all over the world. Much of it has never been seen outside the law enforcement community. What you see may shock you, frighten you, anger you. But we bring it to you for one reason. Because knowledge is power. A power that could save your life.
I'm Sheriff John Bunnell. The presence of cameras at crime scenes is as widespread as crime itself. Every day we get more and more footage of crime from police, news, and viewers like yourselves. Some of the clips are terrifying. Others are totally bizarre. But they're all real, and they all have something to teach us. So get ready. You're about to get a camera's eye view of the war on crime.
Atlanta, Georgia. Just a few minutes ago, the owner of this red car went shopping and left her keys in the ignition. The person driving the car now is not that owner. He's a car thief, and so far, he and his accomplice have left police in their high-speed wake.
A couple of DeKalb County police cruisers have joined in the chase at this point. And the driver of this...
The powerful cruisers quickly surround the stolen vehicle. But dead ahead are two slow-moving big rigs. To prevent a pileup, the officers have to back away from the suspects. Moments later, a state trooper tries to box the suspects in. The driver slams on his brakes, then slams on the gas to get around the trooper and exit the freeway.
He's getting off at Memorial Drive at this point. I can't imagine doing that. That's a heavily traveled road in this area.
The suspects blitz down the center lane, headed toward another packed intersection.
He's coming up on a traffic light with many cars. Looks like he's headed toward...
The driver simply jumps the curb and keeps running. Luckily, there were no pedestrians in his path. This time...
We're approaching Memorial Drive and Columbia Drive. That's a heavily traveled intersection.
Pursuing officers can't let this chase continue. Dogging the suspect's every move is State Trooper Gary Sharpton.
We're certainly not done with this chase of yet.
Trooper Sharpton is a chase expert. In fact, he trains other troopers in the pit maneuver, the pursuit intervention technique. If anyone can end this chase, he can. But there are risks. First, he has to get close enough. Then he has to wait for the perfect moment when it's safe.
Here we go again on this sidewalk.
The suspects cut through a gas station. Trooper Sharpton sees his chance. He goes for it.
There he goes. Wiped him out.
It's a textbook pit maneuver. They're immediately boxed in by other units. The officers move in, leaping onto the suspect's car. Because the driver's door is jammed, they have to yank him out through the window. They give him no chance to flee on foot. Two other officers rush in to assist. Within moments, both suspects are in custody. But the driver is still defiant, even proud.
I brought some excitement to this town.
These two-bit car thieves ran hard and ran fast, risking everything.
There you go. Joined in.
And endangering everyone on the road. But because of this perfectly executed pit maneuver, they're now behind bars. For pursuing officers,
It was a lesson taught by a master in how to terminate a pursuit flawlessly. Red Bank, Tennessee. Minutes after a brutal robbery, police spot a possible getaway car.
Okay, it's going to be a white Dodge Diplomat. I believe it's going to be occupied by two black males. We're getting out with this vehicle about the 4600 block of Big Boulevard.
Backup units arrive as the driver slows down on the shoulder. Suddenly, he rockets off.
Okay, nothing's gone.
And the speedometers begin to climb.
It's going 42, 42.
This suspect believes his best weapon is speed. The police aren't about to let him get away. They start closing in on his left, but the driver hammers down the accelerator, roaring through tranquil streets at 70 miles an hour.
About 70.
He cuts across the roadway in a shower of gravel.
He's taking the left side of the road. He's running on the wrong side.
Then he hits the curb, almost losing control. But it doesn't even slow him down. He jets away again, headed for a freeway on-ramp. As traffic starts to pick up, so do the speeds. The chase hits an upward curve. He pushes the powerful Dodge to 110. Then it happens. Police fear the worst, but amazingly, the suspect jumps out unscathed and takes off on foot. Police pull their guns, ready for anything. At these speeds, it's incredible that the Dodge stayed in one piece. But the devastating crash only pumps the suspect's adrenaline. He bails and makes a beeline toward the woods, but he's no match for the Red Bank PD. It's only moments before he's taken down. This high-speed suspect thought he could outrun the law. He believed if he kept accelerating, nothing could stop him. But all it took was one wrong move. And that speed almost cost him his life. Coming up on World's Wildest Police Videos, the insanity of high-speed pursuits. A crazed woman goes on the warpath. A lunatic thief makes his own path. And a brain-dead biker winds up on the path to jail. They're pathological.
Subject just jumped off the bridge.
They're pathetic.
I didn't commit a crime.
They're next.
Back up on the way.
When the choice is clear between right and wrong, between lies and reality, between life and death,
is he gonna take someone out?
Which side will you be on?
Any officer will tell you there's no such thing as a good pursuit, but there's a million ways a pursuit can go bad.
Burlington, North Carolina. A half hour ago, the woman driving this white pickup wasn't a criminal. She was just a person whose ATM card wouldn't work. The woman snapped, and she robbed the next people in line at the cash machine with a pair of scissors. Now she's a felon, on the run and out of control. At high speed, the suspect spins wildly, but it doesn't convince her to stop. Instead, the woman nearly rams a police car. And then she speeds off with an officer trying to hang on to her door. The police stay in pursuit as the suspect runs stop signs, blows through red lights, and uses a crowded cross street to suddenly change direction. Although this may be her first time running from the police, the woman is driving like a hardened criminal. But like all crooks, she makes a mistake. Quickly, the officers coordinate their actions. The suspect spins again, but this time the police are ready. One officer delivers a jarring hit that kills the truck's engine. The truck is out of commission. The suspect is out of options. And the police are out of patience. It's over. Anyone can have a bad day. But when this woman resorted to armed robbery and evading the police, her bad day turned into 19 months behind bars.
When you're trying to understand how the criminal mind works, you have to remember that what we call the truth and what crooks consider the truth can be two entirely different things.
Norman, Oklahoma. For the last 3 weeks, a lone gunman has terrorized local convenience stores. He's about to strike again. The suspect approaches the counter with a six-pack in one hand and a gun in the other. The clerk wisely gives up the cash. The suspect starts to leave, but issues a final warning. The crook jumps in a car and speeds off.
How much you get?
Police respond minutes later.
Do you have them on video?
Thanks to this security video, they were able to identify and arrest this man. His interrogation gives us a revealing glimpse into the criminal mind. To hear him tell it, you think he was trying to borrow the money.
I'm just asking myself, could you give me the 20s and the 10s?
He tries to deny being armed.
I didn't say nothing about no gun.
He tries to deny intimidating the clerk at all. Then officers reveal they have the tape that shows everything.
Well, I got the video tape.
Well, I didn't get it on.
Trapped in his own lies and caught on video, this crook is now serving hard time for armed robbery. In Spartanburg, South Carolina, a man is passing bad checks at a bank while his getaway driver waits outside. When Deputy Randy Hollifield arrives, the suspects are already leaving. Check fraud is generally a low-profile crime. But when the suspects flee in this blue sedan, things get high-profile in a hurry.
Be a blue, light blue Chevrolet Caprice.
Deputy Hollifield quickly calls for backup. As he races over slick, wet pavement in hot pursuit, deputy is just trying to stay close, but the fleeing fraud artist turned this chase into a deadly game of chicken. Without an ounce of caution, the driver whips into oncoming lanes, daring the deputy to follow. It's a risk Hollifield can't take. But once the traffic clears, he punches the accelerator. When the deputy catches up, the suspects bolt onto the highway.
85 southbound.
But Hollifield makes sure they know he's still on their tail. Running scared, the driver pulls off the highway.
Probably we're getting on 26 westbound.
Slipping and skidding right around traffic on the crowded off-ramp. Even on dry roads, their driving would be reckless.
He's headed towards Springfield Cross.
But on wet pavement, Deputy Hollifield knows that this pursuit is just one skid away from disaster. Still, the deputy cannot make a move until backup arrives. Finally, another unit responds. Now the odds are in Hollifield's favor. And he wastes no time taking the blue sedan off the road. Deputy performs a textbook maneuver on the Caprice, disabling the sedan. With one hand on his mace and the other on his gun, Hollifield orders the female driver to exit the car. The suspects are arrested and taken to jail. The evidence is still in the car.
He put something under the seat.
It's a bag full of fraudulent checks. These crooks will pay their debts in the county jail. On a rainy day in Spartanburg, things got wet and wild. But Deputy Randy Hollifield stayed patient. Until it was time to act. Next, on World's Wildest Police Video, Losers and Liars.
You're under arrest, okay?
You're wrong.
What are they thinking? A sneaky dealer thinks he's pulling a fast one. A drunk driver thinks he's unstoppable. And a pushy princess thinks the law doesn't apply to her.
Am I waiting there? You can. You don't have to call me with me.
But if they think they're getting away with anything,
back up on the way.
They better think twice.
He just went.
Suspect just jumped off the bridge.
What can you expect from suspects who drink and drive? Who lie and cheat?
Ain't nobody had no marijuana.
Who hit and run? This.
Come on, get hands up.
This.
You better get out of them.
And definitely this. Manning, South Carolina. Officers pursue a vehicle that's been reported stolen.
Be advised what the vehicle's wanted for.
Light traffic on a two-lane straightaway means only one thing. Speed. High on adrenaline, the suspect hammers down the throttle. He whips onto the shoulder. For him, any open lane is a passing lane. He's not letting anything slow him down. He veers around a semi and into the sights of a waiting patrol unit.
Still northbound.
Other drivers wisely move to the right as the chase blazes by. But some don't move fast enough.
Here's to run around.
He crashes between motors, nearly jackknifing a lumbering pickup and a trailer. Deputies are forced to slow down as the suspect barrels on. Up ahead, two truckers anticipate the approaching pursuit. They have a plan. The big rigs pull alongside each other, creating a 36-wheel roadblock. The suspect swerves to avoid them and loses control.
We need an ambulance out here.
Drivers who only seconds ago were scrambling to avoid the suspect now pull over to help. The man is seriously injured and is quickly taken to the nearest hospital. Officers try to end high-speed pursuit safely, but sometimes a desperate suspect is just too reckless for a chase to end any other way but this.
When dealing with suspects, officers may appear to be friendly and relaxed, but in reality, their minds are processing every single detail they see and hear.
Milledgeville, Georgia. Officer Keith Fitzgerald is giving this woman a warning for driving erratically.
If you got your driver's license with you, I'll just check it real quick.
As she looks in her purse, Fitzgerald checks out the two passengers, the woman's 5-year-old daughter, and a young man.
How you doing, sir?
All right.
Suddenly, the officer spots something in the woman's purse, a bag full of marijuana. Immediately, Fitzgerald gets the woman out of the car and makes sure his backup is on the way.
Hey, head this way. I'm about to go 1095.
Yeah, well, what you got?
I think they got about a pound.
It'll be about 3.
A moment later, Fitzgerald confronts the woman.
Miss Jackson, y'all got any more marijuana in the car than what's on the seat?
You can check me and check everything. I mean, I don't smoke.
Now Fitzgerald focuses on the male passenger.
Let me get you out real quick. You got no guns on you, nothing, do you?
The man's breath reeks of marijuana. In fact, he's so stoned he gets tangled in his own seatbelt.
Squat down, I'll help you. You ain't got no hand grenades, rocket launchers on you? All right, put your hands out there for me.
The officer discovers a wad of 50s in the man's back pocket. But the suspect claims it's to pay court fees.
How much money you got back here?
Well, I had to pay my fine, but they told me to come back Monday morning.
It's an unlikely story. And it doesn't take a canine unit to tell that this cash smells like drug money.
Do me a favor and stand out there in front of the car, okay?
After Fitzgerald gives the interior a quick once-over,
bring your right hand back to me.
He puts cuffs on the man.
What did he do?
You're being placed under arrest, both of you, possession of marijuana. Stand right here, there in the car. Marijuana in your purse, man.
To make herself appear innocent, the woman acts up a storm.
Put the marijuana in my purse.
But she doesn't act too surprised when her partner ditches the drugs right in front of her.
How are you gonna put me on the bed for marijuana in my purse?
The male suspect has moved the drug bag to his pants. While Officer Fitzgerald is distracted, he pulls it out and kicks it under the car.
What you doing with it?
Man, ain't no marijuana. Ain't no doing that. Ain't nobody had no marijuana. I don't know what kind you're trying to pull right over there.
No matter how much they argue, he knows what he saw.
Look, calm down. I don't want to get this little girl upset now. Y'all both calm down.
He lets the girl out so he can give the car a more thorough inspection.
Well, what the hell did he do with it?
Finally, he decides to look underneath the car.
There it is.
Yeah, what
is it? Under the car.
What's
under
the car?
Let me tell you something. You see that videotape rolling?
Yeah, that's
they're
cool.
Gonna see you throwing it out. You hear me? Yeah.
He goes to move their vehicle. What happens next is amazing. Officer Fitzgerald pulls the car forward. As soon as the bag is exposed,
hey!
The man grabs it and makes a dash for the woods.
What the hell are you?
But he drops it in his flight, and the officer quickly chases him down.
Stop out in the woods!
The man is blatantly telling his partner to get rid of the evidence. He must have already forgotten about the video camera.
10-18.
By the time backup arrives, Officer Fitzgerald has the situation back under control.
Throw him in jail, felony obstruction. You're supposed to protect himself.
That's an ironic observation, especially coming from this guy.
Hey! 61952.
No matter how much she denies everything, she and her partner are going to jail, and there'll be no denying that. These dope dealers thought they were home free.
You can check me and check everything I don't smoke.
But no matter where they stashed their contraband,
what you doing with it?
Or how obviously they tried to get rid of it,
it's all out in the woods! It's all out in the woods!
Officer Keith Fitzgerald was always one step ahead.
Throw him in jail.
It's easy to get distracted behind the wheel, especially if there's a traffic stop or an accident. But if you take your eyes off the road, even for a second, you can end up in a lot of trouble.
Andover, Kansas. An officer has stopped an erratic driver.
You know your license is suspended. You got a DUI win?
As the cop examines the driver's paperwork, a curious driver slows down to see what's going on.
What's the address, sir?
Suddenly it happens. The driver's sudden braking catches another driver off guard. The fast-moving sedan slams into the slower station wagon, spinning at 180 degrees.
Stay right here, I'll be right back with you.
The officer calmly radios for emergency equipment. He moves his unit and then checks on the victims.
Is there anybody hurt?
No, there's nobody hurt.
The officer has to get the accident cleared off the road. So he lets the first driver go with just a citation.
You know I'm going to issue a citation, okay? I can very easily arrest you right now.
This isn't the first accident he's seen caused by a looky-loo. And it won't be his last. Some drivers will look at anything the police do, even if it's nothing more than waiting to cross an intersection. Another part of Andover, Kansas.
84.
As officers prepare to cross, another car enters the intersection opposite them. Again, without warning, it happens. A speeding car blows through the stop sign and slams into an unsuspecting motorist. Officers wheel around and seal up the intersection.
848, carrying end over the road. Stand by.
Miraculously, no one is seriously injured.
They advise a 48 is carrying end over road.
10-4.
But as they begin clearing the debris and letting cars through, something even more amazing happens.
84, we have 10-48. Harry and Endover Road, once again, 3-8.
A clueless motorist slams into this mammoth SUV. The tiny compact flips the full-size truck on its side. Incredibly, despite the impact, the driver makes a reckless attempt to run. but he doesn't get very far before police rush in. Whenever drivers pay more attention to what the police are doing than to the road ahead, they risk everything. These rubber-necking drivers just wanted to see a little action. Instead, they became the action. Coming up on World's Wildest Police Videos. Excuses, excuses. A young whiner blames her memory.
I forgot there was a stop sign there.
A Georgia fugitive blames his car.
We didn't have any brakes.
And a desperate woman blames the news.
I was told by the news to do not.
Their reasons are ridiculous.
Listen, it's Easter. I haven't been to church.
Their actions are terrifying.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
Why the subject jumped off the bridge?
Dealing with people at their most desperate.
Oh, my God.
At their most delusional.
This is police brutality.
At their most dangerous.
He just went.
Takes power. Patience.
I've had a hard day. You don't understand what's happened to me.
And precision.
Sometimes a drunk driver is so wild and unpredictable that the reckless chances he takes can stun even the most experienced cop.
Florence, Alabama. A drunk driver blasts through the early morning calm, running stop sign after stop sign, driving on the wrong side of the road, and sometimes barely staying on the road. Following each dangerous move is Officer Chris Tyser. Officer Tyser is not just any cop. He's the Florence Police Department's pursuit expert. And right now, all his training and skill is being put to the test.
Back up on the way.
Officer Tyser races to pull up next to the suspect. But at the last second, the driver swerves right from the left lane. The officer quickly responds and just misses the concrete median.
Turn overhead, turn westbound.
Backup moves in with a rolling roadblock to box in this loose cannon. The slippery suspect just swerves around it, but he can't shake Officer Tyser.
Turn around to Atlanta.
The suspect takes off again, but this time he's ready to risk it all. From years of experience, Officer Tyser knows exactly what the suspect is planning.
He's going to try to take us out in the field, probably. He's going to try to bail out in the field.
When the suspect footbails, Officer Tyser reacts in an instant. In his drunken state, the suspect struggles wildly.
Kick me in my lip. Kill me. Man, won't you calm down?
It finally takes five officers to restrain the man.
Mother, you just kill me. Kill me today, because I die today.
This guy is looking at charges of DUI, reckless endangerment, and resisting arrest.
How much you had to drink?
Yeah, nothing to drink.
This suspect drove like he had nothing to lose. He didn't care about anyone else on the road, and he cared even less about his own life. But lucky for him, and for the rest of the people in Florence, pursuit expert Officer Chris Tyser was right behind him and never gave up. San Antonio, Texas. An officer stops a driver for a common traffic violation.
Listen, I stopped you not wearing your safety belt. Officer, your registration's expired.
A simple ticket. But there's nothing routine about this woman's attitude.
You're not going to let me go.
No, ma'am.
Well, I don't want you manhandling me.
At first, she starts acting like a spoiled two-year-old.
You just wait there, ma'am.
I'm going to follow
you. You can wait there. I don't need for you to get run over. Okay?
So you're not responsible.
Yes, I am. Would you mind waiting there, or you can sit in your car?
You don't have to tell me what to do.
Yes, I do.
She appears to cooperate, but that doesn't last long.
Do you have another driver's license? That one's expired.
She doesn't respond. She's too busy on her cell phone with her sister. Unbelievably, she's talking trash about the officer.
Very rude.
Could you please step out of the vehicle, ma'am?
After getting her current license, the officer just needs one more thing, and then the woman can drive away.
What I need for you to do is, I need your signature here.
But she refuses.
Well, I'm going to look for my registration.
Ma'am.
The officer now has no choice.
Tell you what, I want to place you under arrest at this time.
Then the woman digs herself into an even deeper hole.
No, you cannot arrest me. I'm going to call my husband.
Here, ma'am.
Now, instead of having to pay a small fine for a misdemeanor, she's resisting arrest. After jumping into her car, she grabs her phone again. But this time, she's not calling family.
I'm calling the police. I've got a state trooper here who's being very rude, very ugly. He doesn't know what he's doing.
The cop also calls for backup.
Do you have any units in this vicinity?
Yes.
Other officers arrive on the scene, and this highway princess is now in more trouble. All because she wouldn't quit while she was ahead. This woman claims she was a victim of brutality. But because of this police video, there'll only be one charge that sticks. Resisting arrest.
When it comes to running from the law, there's never a good excuse. But that doesn't stop people from trying to come up with one.
Forsyth, Georgia.
Code 19, coming up on the intersection.
A minute ago, this driver had nothing more against him than a traffic violation.
Whoa, left on the Brenner Street.
Now he has charges of evading police.
He's lost, he don't even know where he's going.
And reckless endangerment. Up ahead, officers have set up a roadblock.
I think we're going to get him. They got us a roadblock.
But the driver and his passenger aren't stopping for anything.
Okay, he just busted the roadblock.
Until they make one wrong move too many.
He just wrecked.
And what reason could they possibly have for not stopping earlier?
We didn't have any brakes on the car.
They claim they didn't have any brakes. But they could have coasted to a stop at almost any time, like up this hill. The real reason is a lot more believable. The car they were driving was stolen. Camden County, Georgia. This woman driver is being pulled over for speeding. Police run the license plates, and everything checks out. But suddenly, she's on the run.
She stops at the red light at 40.
One patrol car moves in front of the woman as another police car comes up alongside.
Oh my goodness.
She just swerves around it and narrowly avoids hitting this patrol car. And what was her excuse?
I was told by the news, do not
stop.
She was afraid they weren't real officers. A woman driving alone has got to be careful. But when there are five marked patrol cars with lights and sirens on her tail, she's got to know they're for real.
That's fine, so you try to run over that deputy on the left side. You're under arrest.
You're wrong.
In another part of Camden County, Georgia, Officer Jason Merrill pulls over this car for an illegal U-turn.
How you doing? You got a driver's license? No? Step on back here. Get out of the car.
The driver has no excuse for not getting out of his vehicle. Officer Merrill opens the car door, but that doesn't stop the driver from speeding off. He takes police on a brief chase that ends with a horrifying crash. The suspect is injured and trapped behind the wheel. Now he's got an excuse for not getting out of the car. He'll spend months in a neck brace. Some pursuits are so ridiculous, so crazy, you have to wonder what the drivers were thinking. No matter how they try to justify it, running from the law is never worth it. And there's never an excuse.
I was told by the news, do not stop.
10-4, we gotta stop the mom box. Come on out.
Coming up on World's Wildest Police Video. A mild-mannered woman.
Sorry about it. I really am.
Becomes a screaming brat.
What? I got a hard day.
A hot rod biker becomes a not so easy rider. And a driverless car becomes a circling time bomb. When it comes to the unexpected, expect it here.
You're starting the search and rescue.
Some want to get away with it.
Could you give me a warning?
Some just want to get away.
I'm getting to get a motorcycle, Scott.
But wanting and getting are two very different things.
You better get out of them.
Some crooks think a motorcycle is the ultimate escape vehicle. But when it comes to winning pursuits, any cop will tell you it's not what you drive, it's how you drive.
Spartanburg, South Carolina. A security guard has been shot by a suspect who fled on a motorcycle.
Black male, red helmet.
A deputy spots a man fitting the description. He orders him to pull over.
Pull over.
It's possible he stopped the wrong guy. So, why is he running? The suspect guns his engine and speeds away. The chase is on.
Well, I'm getting to get a motorcycle, Scott.
At a stop sign, the rider goes from the throttle to the brake. In a heartbeat. He's counting on the bike's size and speed to get him through traffic. For a moment, it looks like the suspect's plan has worked. There's only one person in this pursuit who's trained to drive at high speeds, and that's the deputy. When the suspect attempts a high-speed turn, he comes within inches of wrecking. Recovering quickly, the suspect tries to lose the officer on a winding road. But the deputy has horsepower and years of driving experience on his side.
We're coming back around.
Once again, the suspect leans on the throttle, relying on the motorcycle's acceleration. But when the superior speed meets an inferior driver, the results are painful. The rider tries to hit the brakes, but he's at the mercy of momentum. Amazingly, the man is unhurt. But by the time he gets his helmet off, the deputy has his gun drawn.
You better get out of him.
This assault suspect thought two wheels were better than four. But thanks to one deputy's skill and training, a runaway criminal took the fall and went to jail. Douglas County, Georgia, Easter Sunday. An officer pulls a woman over for running three stop signs.
Sorry, sir, I just forgot. I was like thinking about something else. I had a really bad day.
You forgot what?
I forgot the stop sign there.
How about all three of them? How about coming back here for me?
The officer writes her a ticket, but the woman thinks she deserves special treatment.
Could you please give me a warning? I mean, I'm here every night.
I need your signature right
there. I was thinking about something else, sir. It's Easter. I've worked all day. It would have the same effect and will be observant forever after.
But the officer isn't backing down.
Sorry about it. I really am.
You gonna sign this for me?
Could you give me a warning?
No, ma'am. I'm gonna make a citation appearance. Your court date is the 22nd day of May of 1995 at 9 a.m.
It's been up forever. And it's
ma'am, I'm not gonna argue with this. I've written a citation.
But I'm on this
you
right
can either
day.
Sign for a copy of the receipt or I'll impound your vehicle.
Sir, I really need your help here.
Ma'am, I'm not changing my mind. I don't write a citation and change my mind, okay?
But I need your help.
Are you gonna
sir.
Sign this?
I need your help, please.
Ma'am, I'm not. I'm issuing you.
I didn't commit a crime.
But she has committed a crime, and the officer has a job to do. When he pulls out the cuffs, the woman shows her true colors.
Give me the pen, then.
Look, young lady.
Look, I've had a hard day. You don't understand what's happened to me.
The officer is determined to take her in. Faced with jail, the woman now wants the ticket.
Sign your paper, sir. I'm sorry! I'm sorry! I'll sign your paper! Please! Can I sign it? Please?
And her excuse for her behavior?
Listen, it's Easter. I haven't been to church, okay?
This woman begged.
I'm really sorry.
She pleaded.
Can't you help me?
She even tried getting tough.
Give me the pen, then.
She gave the officer no choice but to take her in. Next, on World's Wildest Police Videos, Roadside Madness.
Get on the ground now!
The videos are unbelievable. The stakes are life and death.
The subject jumped off the bridge.
Any officer will tell you that no matter how outrageous the calls get, there's always something out there that you've never seen before.
Daphne, Alabama. A patrolling officer spots a possible DUI.
Initiating a traffic stop.
He immediately signals the driver to pull over. He doesn't respond.
Suspect refusing to yield.
As the officer prepares for a pursuit,
the suspect may try to run.
The driver unexpectedly pulls over. As they pull to a stop on an empty bridge,
3-2 Daphne, cancel pursuit for request backup.
The suspect exits his car and walks around his vehicle to the side of the bridge. What he does next is incredible.
Shove to your back. The suspect just jumped off the bridge at the 35.
Without even a pause, he hops over the rail and jumps off the bridge. The shocked and surprised officer runs to where the suspect jumped.
3-2 Daphne, start me a search and rescue this way. Subject just jumped off the bridge.
But there's no sign of the suspect. As it turns out, he escaped that night. But 2 days later, his free fall to freedom ended with a trip to jail. But sometimes the bizarre and unusual calls are part of the routine. Madison Heights, Michigan. A 911 call about an out-of-control vehicle at a gas station. An officer races there before an accident can spark a catastrophe. Arriving on the scene, she spots the car spinning wildly. Then she discovers there's no one behind the wheel. When the engine was left running, the transmission slipped into reverse, and the classic Mustang took off. The officer realizes that one wrong move could send this car into the gas pumps and touch off an inferno. She decides there's only one thing to do. She edges her unit forward, but can't get close enough. She inches closer and waits for the right moment. Now. The runaway car slams into the police cruiser in a metal crunching stop. Luckily for everybody, this officer's quick thinking saved a lot of lives. Sedgwick County, Kansas. A career criminal blazes down a state highway at 100 miles per hour.
He's not stopping and he's gonna take someone out.
Before police can complete a roadblock, the speeding suspect flies right past them. Then he takes a hard left off the highway and tears into town.
We're at K-15, he's northbound on K-15.
The suspect's car sustains a blowout, but even that can't stop him. He careens through a residential neighborhood, his car chassis scraping the asphalt.
His right front tire is completely down. He's driving on the rim on the right front.
You'd think a car thief would have jacked a better-looking vehicle. Now the car is trailing sparks like a comet. If the fuel tank ruptures, those sparks could ignite the gas. The suspect is still reckless and fearless.
A PD car coming straight at me. He doesn't want to stop.
When a police vehicle tries to block his path, the man nearly hits it head-on.
Near by the PD car, northbound 11th Street.
The suspect knows his car is done for.
Stop!
Desperate, he makes his escape on foot. What happens next is amazing. The man actually tries to hide in a bush.
Sheriff's office, come out, your hands up!
Come on! No, it ain't me!
He tries to deny it, but the officer knows he's the only car-stealing felon in this neck of the woods. This career criminal thought he could ride into the sunset and run until the wheels came off. But by the end, he couldn't run or even hide.
No, it ain't me!
From Sedgwick County deputies.
Certainly not done with this chase.
The law enforcement officer. No other job is more unpredictable, more terrifying, or more necessary. They see things at their wildest, scariest, and deadliest.
You just work.
They handle it. And they deal with it. So you don't have to.